Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, the deal was I had to bring him some venison steaks, though, when I got one. So there was a deal behind it. But I didn't mind, yeah, because back then I'd shoot $2 a year, and I always had venison. I miss having venison, and it's like I'm starting to see all these deer now, and I went out there and tried to change the batteries in both cameras that are on the tree, and the one camera's dead. And it's a Muddy, so I ended up getting a hold of Muddy Outdoors, trying to at least. They haven't answered their email at all, so I see they had a Facebook page, so I sent them a message on Facebook, says, don't you guys check your emails? You know, I got this camera that only works for like a month and a half, and it's dead, and you guys aren't answering your email. So they started talking to me through Facebook Messenger, and I'm like, this is just wrong, man. Either they're getting a million emails and they don't have enough people to freaking respond to them, or they're just really poor customer service. But I'm hoping they just send me a new camera to replace it. That'd be cool. We'll see.
Depends how long you had the camera. They replace it, yeah, they will, but how long you had it, that's what they go by. And some of them, you know, some of them really, I had a couple of cameras here too. And one of them I got it out of Cabela's, and Cabela says, well, we cannot exchange it to you. I mean, I said, what's the reason? And he said, it's been over 6 months first, and you bought it that way, but you didn't read the fine print. It says, if there's nothing wrong with it, if it's working and all that, I say, I don't know, but it's not working the right way. It's all flashing. That's all it's doing.